Javed Ahmed Kakar is an Afghan journalist living at Fort McCoy. He says families at the base are ready to start their new lives in the U.S., especially as colder temperatures are forcing them to stay inside.
So the children, they could not go out to play and they are stuck inside the barracks. And the other thing, as I mentioned, that children are out of school since 5 months.
Cocker says people are also eager to begin working in order to support their families still in Afghanistan, who are experiencing a food shortage and financial crisis. Limited availability of housing has slowed resettlement progress in high-demand areas like Northern Virginia and in Wisconsin, where resettlement agencies say finding large enough apartments for families is a struggle. Hope Curran, Wisconsin Public Radio.